full tank of gas. Hit it.
You got more talent in one lug nut than a lot of cars has got in a whole bunch. You got a one-way ticket
to the open road. This baby hits 88 miles per hour. You're going to see some serious shit.
Yeah. And it's about that time to welcome our longtime auto expert, Tom Blocker, back on the line. Tom, hope you're doing well as we get into the summer here.
I'm doing great. How are you today, Bo?
I'm good. So, interesting story to start off with this week. Not a surprising story, but more of a confirmation of what we I think we anticipated. The average age of vehicles on U.S. roadways has hit a record of 12.2 years.
Yeah, and that trend has been continuing, Bo. It's actually the average age has risen steadily for the past 5 years. So that was happening, you know, even before the pandemic. And I think a lot of that is just due to the improved quality of vehicles that are available now. You know, it's kind of like high quality is the cost of admission into the market now. And everybody has remarkably good quality in their vehicles, and people are able to hang on to them longer. So, yeah, it's the average age for cars is 13.1 years. For trucks, it's 11.6. And, of course, the new car market being constrained by availability problems, you know, the manufacturers are all building fewer cars than they have built in the past. You know, the market's around 15 million instead of 17 million right now in terms of units. That just further creates the need for people to buy used, and used cars keep getting recycled, you know, into the marketplace. And, Bo, I looked, and at last count, there are 284 million vehicles in operation in the U.S. I mean, there's a couple different numbers floating around out there, but that seems to be about the consensus. And if you look at the population of being, I think, 331 million, that would be 8.5 vehicles for every 10 people in the United States. So we're a country of that like our motor vehicles.
So, Tom, with all of these used cars out there right now, you and I have talked, or we did talk, when it was the hot new thing back in 2020, the blockbuster debut of Carvana. And now, in recent weeks, the Carvana crash, I mean, it has played out in front of our eyes here, currently trading at 90% off its 52-week high. I mean, this is free fall, to say the least. And here we are talking about cars being on the road longer, used cars being at more of a premium, but yet Carvana can't seem to shake the pandemic supply chain crunch.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit like what we saw with Peloton and other stocks and companies that did real well during the pandemic. You know, this Carvana thing kind of appealed to people because you can buy one without leaving home and, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But I think what's happened to them, it's been very difficult for them to procure vehicles. You know, they're not a new car franchise, so they got to buy used cars. They've got to source their used cars from individuals or auctions or wherever. And they're competing with dealers, and dealers have gotten much more competitive and going after used inventory themselves. You know, they're paying up for trades, and they're willing to go pay up at the auctions to get inventory because their new car inventories are constrained. So Carvana they haven't had that pool of cars as available to them as maybe it was in the beginning. And their losses have been pretty tremendous. Plus, they just spent, and I can't remember what the number was, but they just purchased Odessa Auctions, the auction sites all over the country, you know, that do automotive auctions. And that was a big hit on their cash right there. So,
yeah,
you know, I think they've kind of taken it on the chin here. And, you know, maybe we're finding out that these Vroom and Carvana and things like that aren't necessarily the new way of buying cars. You know, I'm not saying they won't survive, but it's going to be a little harder road for them.
Well, and I probably should have couched that description at the beginning because, yeah, they were a huge entity on the front end of the pandemic when everybody wanted to stay home and order from home. But when those orders actually had to be, you know, fulfilled physically, the supply yep. chain prevented people from getting what they ordered. So that's what they're still trying to pay back here, I guess.
Yeah, and they've had, you know, they've grown fast, so they've had staffing problems where they couldn't get titles processed properly. You know, that they got shut down up in Durham for a year. They couldn't sell cars, and that operation up there, because they were selling cars without estate titles and weren't titling vehicles properly, and you know, got them in trouble with the DMV. And I think that's happened in a number of different states because they grew fast and they kind of outkicked their coverage maybe in some cases. So yeah, they've got a big challenge ahead of them. So we'll see how they do, but they're whittling staff down and, you know, I think taking out some of their locations and that type of thing. So
yeah,
we'll keep our eye on that as things go forward. But yeah, it's it may end up being it's kind of like Peloton, you know, sort of the same type of thing. They were roaring during the pandemic, and now they're way off, and their stock's way off too. So it's another one of those phenomena, I think.
Well, yeah, roaring during the onset of the pandemic, but struggling on the back end coming out of the pandemic. And you mentioned Durham. We've talked about Charlotte. Actually, some news out of Savannah, Georgia this week to talk about, too.
Well, Hyundai just committed to a $5.5 billion investment down near Savannah. I think it's in Bryan County. They're going to build EVs. You know, they currently have that Ioniq 5, but they've got a whole stream of EV models coming in the future. They hope to get this plant open by 2025, but they're also saying they're going to have a battery plant. Now, I'm not sure if that's going to be. I know they've got a joint venture with SK, which is a Korean battery company, and they've got an enormous plant near Commerce, Georgia. Now, I just passed it on my way down to Road Atlanta this past weekend, and I mean, you literally drive by this plant for like 1 mile. I mean, this thing is that huge, right up against the interstate. It's a huge complex. So I don't know if they're partnering with SK. They didn't say that in their press release, but they're going to have a battery plant right there with the EV plant. So, and they're hoping to get up and running in 2025. They say the capacity will be 300,000 units, and it'll provide about 8,100 jobs. So another manufacturer making an investment in the U.S. So been a lot of success stories there.
Final question for you as we head to the door here. What do you think the cap is on gas prices? I mean, is it six? Is it seven? It's you know, middle four now, depending on where you are.
The more I understand about this, the more I dig into it and learn about it, a lot of the problem is refinery capacity. Even if we did more drilling and even if we had the pipeline that got shut down, you know, we don't have the refining capacity. What happened during the pandemic? You know, demand for gas dropped way, way off, though. So a lot of these oil companies, they just shut down some of these old refineries. And to bring these refineries up to current standards, to modernize them, was going to take enormous investments. And they said, let's just shut these things down. So now they're kind of running full tilt in their refineries. The refinery capacity is kind of the limiting factor. And that makes me think this is going to go on for a while. You know, I paid $4.81 for premium in South Carolina this past weekend. So yeah, it's continuing to go up. And I know in California, regulars, I think almost $6 now. The national average is up to $4.57.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we're still a little below that in North and South Carolina. But I don't see it. I don't see us getting over the hump anytime soon.
All right, Tom Blocker, always good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks so much.
All right, take care, Bo.